This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Last month, JAKIM announced that the Selangor Islamic Religious Department, otherwise known as JAIS, will collaborate with PDRM, raising concerns from groups like G25 Malaysia and the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality. Among the concerns is the practice of moral policing by the police force, which may divert the officers from combating real criminal activities in the country. However, the authorities insist the collaboration is not merely about moral policing.
Kita ada senarai tugas yang khusus dalam tempoh setahun sebagai projek rintis, khususnya dalam hal-hal mengatasi, mengekang dan membenteras apa-apa perkara di Selangor berkaitan dengan penyelewengan akidah, dengan dakyah, dengan doktrinisasi seperti liberal, pluralism. Kita tidak mahu membawa polis kepada persoalan-persoalan yang umum. Contohnya dalam soal siasatan, kertas siasatan, siasatan awalan, kes-kes mengenai kesusilaan, khaluat, berkukuhan tidak sopan di tempat awam dan sebagainya.
That was Shazihan Ahmad, the JAIS Assistant Chief Director, explaining the main tasks of the collaboration, which is to overcome matters related to faith. He clarifies that the collaboration was initiated following the death of a Pahang enforcement chief who was gunned down by a group suspected of adhering to deviant teachings. Shazihan believes the partnership is needed to help curb deviant teachings which could develop into militancy and terrorism. Both agencies will also share information on indoctrination and attempts to convert Muslims into other religions.
Kena ingat, JAIS bukan sahaja menangani isu-isu kesusilaan. Kalaulah isu-isu yang melibatkan ajaran sesat ini tidak ditangani oleh JAIS, dia akan berkembang dan akan menyebabkan keselamatan dan ketepatan negara akan musnah. So kena ingat, jangan asingkan JAIS isu-isu maksiat saja, polis isu-isu jenayah. Dan kami sering bertukar-tukar maklumat tentang ajaran sesat, tentang doktrinisasi, tentang penyelewengan, tentang dakyah agama-agama bukan Islam kepada orang-orang Islam.
The collaboration is a year-long pilot project with PDRM, where two officers and a sergeant will be placed at the religious department effective this month. Shazihan explained, JAIS was chosen for this collaboration as they have enforced an enactment known as Kawalan dan Sekatan Pengembangan Agama Bukan Islam.
Pemilihan JAIS ini pun oleh JAKIM sebagai projek rintis, oleh kerana kita menguatkuasakan enactment Kawalan Agama Bukan Islam. Sudah semestinya isu yang lebih besar itu ditangani oleh polis keseluruhannya. Tapi kalau tercetus situasi yang bertentangan dengan peruntukan, sudah semestinya kita akan bergerak bersama-sama polis sebab kepakaran itu ada pada polis.
Meanwhile, questions have been raised about the exclusion of laws against terrorism acts in this enactment. Fari Azad, a committee member of the Bar Council, believes the enactment is more about prohibiting any proselytizing by a non-Muslim. He explains what the enactment entails.
This enactment is a state enactment. It's supposed to prevent attempts by non-Muslim to convert or expose Muslim to non-Muslim religion or materials in a bid to convert them, or if it has potential to convert them, it should be kept away. And it would be an offense if Achong came with a Bible and just chucked it in Rahman's face and said, hey, you got to read this. That's an offense. And the Selangor enactment has been around since 1988, for 28 years. Why suddenly now they feel the need to have PDRM come in? Secondly, I'm not sure how effective this enactment really is. Because let's go back. This is a state enactment. I imagine you'll be prosecuted in the Sharia court. But Sharia courts don't have jurisdiction over a non-Muslim. Because the offenses that they can arrest anybody under the Sharia criminal procedure code is one, where the offense is against the precept of Islam, and two, it is something the Sharia court would have jurisdiction over. So if we take these two criteria, I don't think they meet it either. Because a non-Muslim trying to convert a Muslim is not a precept of Islam. And thirdly, this enactment is not anything to do with terrorism, really. This is about preventing non-Muslims from potentially or actually converting a Muslim.
Besides that, the G25 also raised the concerns as to if this collaboration may breach the Police Act 1967 by enforcing the Sharia law offences. Fari claims PDRM is not breaching the Police Act. This is because Section 20 of the Act states, a police officer's general duty is wide-ranging and can arguably include state enactment offences which are part of the law.
So far as the legal aspect, I don't think there's anything legally wrong with it. That's because PDRM general duty is very wide, under the Police Act. And it can include state offences, which are part of our domestic law. I think the bigger question is, does the PDRM have to be involved in catching people for such offences? Let's take the Selangor state enactment, the Sharia Criminal Procedure Code, for example. They have powers of arrest for Sharia offences. Section 10 and Section 18 of the Sharia Criminal Procedure Code has that. Section 20 extends that power of arrest to a pegawai masjid. Section 55 allows for religious enforcement officers to call for witnesses to interview. So for all intents and purposes, it seems as if religious enforcement officers do have the power under the enactment to catch people committing Sharia offences. So I'm not quite sure what the role of the police officer is supposed to do, because we have to understand also religious enforcement officers can only arrest Muslims. The religious enforcement officers' powers are basically limited to offense against the precepts of Islam and where the Sharia court has jurisdiction. That means if the Sharia court would not have jurisdiction over this person, for example, if they are non-Muslim, the religious officers have no business arresting them. Whereas police, they have wider powers. They are under federal law and they can arrest pretty much anybody.
There have been concerns over the conflicting statements made by PDRM and JAIS over the aim of the collaboration. IGP Tan Sri Khalid Abu Bakar has come out to say PDRM personnel appointed to the religious department are tasked with apprehending suspected Islamic State militants. Jakim, on the other hand, states the placement of the PDRM officials is to assist the department in Sharia law enforcement. However, Fari believes PDRM has already played their part to mitigate terrorist activities in the country.
They are already going around investigating, arresting people for terrorist offences. So they have the power to do that. The government has also recently legislated to amend to add further terrorist offences and terrorist-related activities. We have dedicated legislation to investigating, intercepting, intervening, incarcerating without trial terrorist offences, this area of so-called deviant Islam is in. We have also changed some of the procedure rules for the prosecution of these people under the SOSMA, Securities Offences Special Measures Act, where trial safeguards have been removed. So the PDRM has been, in a way, leading the initiative against these terrorist activities. For JAIS to say, we are going to lend a hand, yes, I think JAIS has a role to play. But what is their role? Their role should be ensuring that the kind of Islam that we have is not extreme. It should be making sure that these religious institutions do not promote extremism and a kind of religious imperialism. Their role is not a security role. So they are not involved in making sure the country is safe.
Instead, Fari suggests PDRM personnel should be tasked with ensuring religious enforcement officers do not break any laws when carrying out their duties.
Let's look at the Jakim DG. He said to assist in the Department of the Sharia Law Enforcement. But what exact assistance do you need from the PDRM? You have your powers of arrest, you have your powers of investigation under the Sharia Criminal Procedure Code. So what is the need of the police? How are they prevented from doing their work without the participation of the police? Now then, let's look at country IGP. I would say that I like the idea of the IGP putting at least one cop or two cops with these religious enforcement officers, but not to help them, but to actually look at how they carry out their duties and ensure that they do not carry it out in a way that breaks the law, because you have reports of that.
Meanwhile, Shazihan points out the involvement of JAIS in dealing with terrorism is required under this operation as constituted under Section 7 of the Sharia criminal law. He believes the act of terrorism by militants is due to false indoctrination under the pretext of religion.
Berdasarkan apa yang dilakukan oleh teroris itu berkaitan atau tidak dengan enemen kita. Sebab isunya sekarang ialah kefahaman umat Islam yang agak ekstrim ini ialah bukan soal jihad. Mereka mengejar syahid dengan diri sendiri, berkorban jiwa raga. So kalau konsep itu di luar daripada apa yang telah ditetapkan oleh syariah, maka dia adalah kesalahan Nibah Jais. Di bawah doktrin palsu, di bawah Seksyen 7, Enemen Jenayah Syariah Selangor. Dan kalaulah ada fatwa yang dikuatkuasakan dan kenyataan-kenyataan mereka melanggar fatwa dan dia telah melanggar apa yang telah difatwakan di negeri Selangor dan dia kemungkinan dan boleh disyaki melakukan kesalahan di bawah Seksyen 12, Seksyen 13.
Despite that, Fari states terrorism is a far more severe issue which should be dealt with by official forces.
This is a security issue. It is not a doctrinal issue. This is not a war of the different types of Islam. These IS people are killers. And you can bring your ustad there and try to talk to them, but really they're not interested. They're just interested in killing people. So to me, JAIS' role is limited to doctrine and ensuring that the type of Islam that we practice in Malaysia and we have is a peaceful one that promotes multi-diversity of communities as opposed to something like IS.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.